Champion US gymnast Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title in the women's all-round program after withdrawing from the competition in Tokyo. She pulled out to focus on her mental health. It sparked a global discussion about mental health issues amongst elite athletes. Matt Bevan's been taking a look at the backstory here. Hiya, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Yeah, the news of Simone Biles withdrawing from the final of a team event after warming up earlier this week and from an individual event scheduled to take place today has divided opinions in America. She said in a press conference at the Olympics that she didn't feel like she was in the right mental state to perform at her best and that she was risking a medal for her team if she continued. While she has received an enormous amount of support from around the world, including from other Olympic champions like Michael Phelps, who has also been open about mental health issues during his swimming career, some parts of the US right-wing media are reacting in a kind of predictable way.
How would we respond if Tom Brady didn't come out for the second half of a Super Bowl because he felt overwhelmed by the experience emotionally? What would we say if LeBron James or Michael Jordan didn't come out at halftime of Game 7 of the NBA Finals because they felt in some way emotionally overwhelmed by the moment?
She's probably the greatest gymnast of all time. She's also very selfish, she's immature, and she is a shame to the country. She's totally a sociopath. Of course she's a sociopath.
I don't think it's heroic. I don't think that she should be praised for it.
If we're okay with Simone Biles saying, hey, couldn't go tonight, mental health, we can be okay if LeBron says the same thing? It's called double standard.
These reactions...
Shame to the country. That's going to be good for her mental health, isn't it?
Yeah, these are Trump-backing political commentators Clay Travis and Charlie Kirk and a sports reporter named Doug Gottlieb, and those views are being reflected by many on social media. The vibe appears to be that Simone Biles is just like other legendary American athletes, and if they don't bail out of stuff, she shouldn't either. But here's the thing, Simone Biles is not like those other athletes, footballer Tom Brady or basketballer LeBron James. And here's why. And just a warning, I'm going to talk about sexual assault here. So if you don't want to hear that, I'll be done at 10 to 7. So turn the radio back on then. But as the 2016 Olympics, which Biles won 4 gold medals at, was getting underway, news broke about the U.S. gymnastics team.
As athletes are gathering in Rio, a stunning report from the Indianapolis Star and USA Today network dominated this day. It found top executives in charge of gymnastics' national governing body for years routinely ignored allegations of sexual abuse by coaches of young athletes.
While allegations emerged about 54 officials, the most horrific were about a doctor named Larry Nassar. Eventually, it emerged that Nassar had abused up to 500 gymnasts over the course of his career as the top doctor at USA Gymnastics. The organisation conducted an internal investigation, but they never asked their star athlete, Simone Biles, if she had also been abused by Nassar. In the end, it was up to her to declare publicly that she had been. Here she is on NBC in 2018.
I think for elite athletes, like some of us that have gone through this hard time, I think we're very good at compartmentalizing things. So I think we just tried to push it in the back of our heads that it didn't happen to us. But once you realized, you know, it happened to you, it's very saddening. I remember just like bawling my eyes out, and I was driving at the time. So it feels like he took a part of me that I can't get back. So I'm still working on that part. So it was very hard.
Biles' anger at Nassar quickly spread to anger at the entire organising body. In an interview a year later, she talked about how she felt about the role USA Gymnastics played in what had happened to her and the other gymnasts.
You know, I try just not to think about it, but it is hard. It's like, did you guys really not like us that much that you couldn't just do your job? I don't know. It's hard to talk about. It's really hard to talk about. I just feel like, I don't know, I don't mean to cry, but it's just, it's hard coming here for an organization and having had them fail us so many times. And we had won gold, we've done everything that they asked us for, even when we didn't want to, and they couldn't do one damn job. You had one job, you literally had one job, and you couldn't protect us. And it's just really sad, because now every time I go to the doctor or training, I get worked on. It's like, I don't want to get worked on. But my body hurts. I'm 22, and it's just hard, and we try to work through it, but it'll take some time. I'm strong. I'll get through it.
efforts began to basically shut down and wind up USA Gymnastics and replace it with a completely different governing body with all different people involved. Simone Biles joined a lawsuit as a plaintiff suing USA Gymnastics for not protecting its gymnasts. The organisation then went into bankruptcy and all of that was put on hold. Biles continues to be an extremely vocal critic of USA Gymnastics, her employer. But she is a champion gymnast, and if you want to be an Olympian, you have to work for those guys. There is no choice. She is the last remaining victim of NASA to still be competing at the Olympic level. So this is her situation. She's also competing far from home without any family or friends there to support her in the middle of a pandemic, something which has affected other athletes. But it's not hard to imagine that she's got a bit on her mind, Fran. But the unusual thing here is, of course, that we know how much is going on in Biles' life for others. We don't necessarily know as much, but that doesn't mean they aren't also allowed to look after their mental health when they need to, Fran.
Exactly. Well said, Matt. Good piece. And as you say, definitely not like Tom Brady or LeBron James. No. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Fran.
Matt Bevin.